Suppose I spoke to her. What about? Bad plan, however, if you don't know how to end the conversation. Ask them a question, they ask you another. Good idea if you're in a cart. Wonderful, of course, if you say, good evening, and you see she's on for it. Good evening. Oh, but the dark evening in the Appian Way, I nearly spoke to Mrs. Clinch. Oh, thinking she was... Whew. Girl in Meath Street that night. All the dirty things I made her say. All wrong, of course. My arcs, she called it. It's so hard to find one who... Oh... If you don't answer when they solicit, it must be horrible for them till they harden. And kissed my hand when I gave her the extra 2 shillings. Parrots. Press the button and the bird will squeak. Wish she hadn't called me sir. Oh, her mouth in the dark. And you a married man with a single girl. That's what they enjoy, taking a man from another woman, or even hear of it. Different with me. Glad to get away from the other chap's wife. Eating off his cold plate. Chap in the Burton today spitting back gum-chewed gristle. French letter still in my pocketbook. Cause of half the trouble. But might happen sometime. I don't think. Come in. All is prepared. I dreamt... What? Worst is beginning. How they change the venue when it's not what they like. Ask you, do you like mushrooms? Because she once knew a gentleman who... Or ask you what someone was going to say when he changed his mind and stopped. Yet if I went the whole hog, say, I want to... something like that. Because I did. She too. Offend her, then make it up. Pretend to want something awfully, then cry off for her sake. Flatters them. She must have been thinking of someone else all the time. What harm? Must, since she come to the use of reason. He, and he. First kiss does the trick. The propitious moment. Something inside them goes pop. Mushy-like. Tell by their eye. On the sly. First thoughts are best. Remember that till their dying day. Molly, Lieutenant Mulvey, that kissed her under the Moorish wall beside the gardens. 15, she told me, but her breasts were developed. Fell asleep then. After Glencree dinner, that was, when we drove home the Featherbed Mountain. Gnashing her teeth in sleep. Lord Mayor had his eye on her, too. Val Dillon. Apoplectic. There she is with him, down there for the fireworks. My fireworks, up like a rocket, down like a stick. And the children, twins they must be, waiting for something to happen. Want to be grown-ups, dressing in mother's clothes. Time enough to understand all the ways of the world. And the dark one with the mop head and the nigger mouth. I knew she could whistle. Mouth made for that, like Molly. Why that high-class whore in jammets wore a veil only to her nose. Would you mind, please, telling me the right time? I'll tell you the right time up a dark lane. Say prunes and prisms 40 times every morning, cure for fat lips. Caressing the little boy, too. Onlookers see most of the game. Of course, they understand birds, animals, babies, in their line. Didn't look back when she was going down the Strand. Wouldn't give that satisfaction. Those girls, those lovely seaside girls. Fine eyes she had. Clear. It's the white of the eye that brings that out, not so much the pupil. Did she know what I... Course. Like a cat sitting beyond a dog's jump. Women never meet one like that Wilkins in the high school drawing a picture of Venus with all his belongings on show. Call that innocence... Poor idiot. His wife has her work cut out for her. Never see them sit on a bench marked wet paint, eyes all over them, look under the bed for what's not there, longing to get the fright of their lives. Sharp as needles they are. When I said to Molly, the man at the corner of Cuff Street was good-looking, thought she might like. Twigged at once he had a false arm. Had, too. Where did they get that? Typist going up Roger Green's stairs 2 at a time to show her understandings. handed down from father to mother to daughter, I mean. Bread in the bone. Millie, for example, drying a handkerchief on the mirror to save the ironing. Best place for an ad. To catch a woman's eye on a mirror. And when I sent her for Molly's paisley shawl to Prescott's, by the way, that ad, I must, carrying home the change in a stocking. Clever little minx. I never told her. Neat way she carries parcels, too. Attract men, small things like that. Holding up her hand, shaking it, to let the blood flow back when it was red. Who did you learn that from? Nobody. Something the nurse taught me. Oh, don't they know? 3 years old she was, in front of Molly's dressing table, just before we left Lombard Street West. Me have a nice face. Mullingar. Who knows? Ways of the world. Young student. Straight on her pins, anyway, not like the other. Still, she was game. Lord, I am wet. Devil, you are. Swell of her calf. Transparent stocking stretched to breaking point. Not like that frump today, A.E. Rumpled stockings. Or the one in Grafton Street. White. Wow. Beef to the heel. Her maiden name was Jemima Brown, and she lived with her mother in Irishtown. Place made me think of that, I suppose. All tarred with the same brush, wiping pens in their stockings. But the ball rolled down to her as if it understood. Every bullet has its billet. Of course, I never could throw anything straight at school. Crooked as a ram's horn. Sad, however, because it lasts only a few years till they settle down to pot walloping, and Papa's pants will soon fit Willie, and Fuller's earth for the baby when they hold him out to do uh-uh. No soft job. Saves them. Keeps them out of harm's way. Nature. Washing child. Washing corpse. Dignum. Children's hands always round them. Coconut skulls. Monkeys, not even closed at first. Sour milk in their swaddles and tinted curds. Oughtn't to have given that child an empty tit to suck. Fill it up with wind. Mrs. Beaufoy. Purefoy. Must call to the hospital. Wonder is Nurse Callan there still? She used to look over some nights when Molly was in the coffee palace. That young Dr. O'Hare, I noticed her brushing his coat. And Mrs. Breen and Mrs. Dignam, once like that, too. Marriageable. Worst of all at night, Mrs. Duggan told me in the City Arms. Husband rolling in drunk, stink of pub off him like a polecat. Have that in your nose in the dark. Whiff of stale booze. Then ask in the morning, was I drunk last night? Bad policy, however, to fault the husband. Chickens come home to roost. They stick by one another like glue. Maybe the women's fault also. That's where Molly can knock spots off them. It's the blood of the South. Moorish. Also the form, the figure. Hands felt for the opulent. Just compare, for instance, those others. Wife locked up at home, skeleton in the cupboard. Allow me to introduce my then-they-trot-you-out some kind of a nondescript, wouldn't know what to call her. Always see a fellow's weak point in his wife. Still, there's destiny in it, falling in love. Have their own secrets between them. Chaps that'd go to the dogs if some woman didn't take them in hand. Then little chits of girls height of a shilling and coppers with little hubbies. As God made them, he matched them. Sometimes children turn out well enough. Twice not makes one. Or old rich chap of 70 and blushing bride. Marry in May and repent in December. This wet is very unpleasant. Stuck. Well, the foreskin is not back. Better detach. Oh. Other hand, a six-footer with a wifey up to his watch pocket. Long and the short of it. Big he. And little she. Very strange about my watch. Wristwatches are always going wrong. Wonder is there any magnetic influence between the person, because that was about the time he... Yes, I suppose at once. Cats away, the mice will play. I remember looking in Pill Lane. Also, that now is magnetism. Back of everything, magnetism. Earth, for instance, pulling this and being pulled. That causes movement. And time? Well, that's the time the movement takes. Then if one thing stopped, the whole gazebo would stop bit by bit because it's arranged. Magnetic needle tells you what's going on in the sun, the stars, a little piece of steel iron. When you hold out the fork, come, come, dip. Woman and man, that is. Fork and steel. Molly, he, dress up and look and suggest and let you see and see more and defy you if you're a man to see that and like a sneeze coming, legs, look, look, and if you have any guts in your tip, have to let fly. Wait. Yes, that's her perfume. Why, she waved her hand. I leave you this to think of me when I'm far away on the pillow. What is it, heliotrope? No, hyacinth? Roses, I think. She'd like scent of that kind. Sweet and cheap, soon sour. Why, Molly likes a Papanax. Suits her with a little jessamine mixed. Her high notes and her low notes. At the dance, night she met him. Dance of the hours. Heat brought it out. She was wearing her black, and it had the perfume of the time before. Good conductor, is it? Or bad? Light, too. Suppose there's some connection. For instance, if you go into a cellar where it's dark. Mysterious thing, too. Why did I smell it only now? Took its time in coming, like herself. Slow but sure. Suppose it's ever so many millions of tiny grains blown across. Yes, it is, because those spice islands, Singhalese this morning, smell them leagues off. Tell you what it is. It's like a fine veil or web they have all over the skin. Fine like, what do you call it, gossamer. And they're always spinning it out of them. Fine as anything. Rainbow colors, without knowing, clings to everything she takes off. Vamp of her stocking, warm shoe, stays, drawers, little kick taking them off. Bye-bye till next time. Also, the cat likes to sniff in her shift on the bed. Know her smell in a thousand. Bathwater, too. Reminds me of strawberries and cream. Wonder where it is, really. There, or the armpits, or under the neck? Because you get it out of all holes and corners. Hyacinth perfume made of oil or ether or something. Muskrat, bag under the tails, one grain pour off odor for years. Dogs at each other behind. Good evening, evening. How do you sniff? Very well, thank you. Animals go by that. Yes, now, look at it that way. We're the same. Some women, for instance, warn you off when they have their period. Come near, then get a hoggle you could hang your hat on. Like what? Potted herrings gone stale, or poof, please keep off the grass. Perhaps they get a man smell off us. What, though? Cigarry gloves Long John had on his desk the other. Breath? What you eat and drink gives that. No, man smell, I mean. Must be connected with that, because priests that are supposed to be are different. Women buzz round it like flies round treacle. Railed off the altar, get onto it at any cost. The tree of forbidden priest. Oh, Father, will you? Let me be the first to. That diffuses itself all through the body, permeates. Source of life, and it's extremely curious, the smell. Celery sauce. And let me... Almonds or... No, lemons it is. Ah, oh, no, that's the soap. Oh, by, that lotion, I knew there was something on my mind. Never went back, and the soap not paid. Dislike carrying bottles like that hag this morning. Hines might have paid me that 3 shillings. I could mention Mars just to remind him. Still, if he works that paragraph. 2 and 9. Bad opinion of me he'll have. Call tomorrow. How much do I owe you? 3 and 9? 2 and 9, sir. Might stop him giving credit another time. Lose your customers that way. Pubs do. Fellas run up a bill on the slate and then slinking around the back streets into somewhere else. Here's this nobleman passed before. Blown in from the bay. Just went as far as turned back. Always at home at dinner time. Looks mangled out. Had a good tuck in. Enjoying nature now.
Grace after meals, after supper, walk a mile.
Sure he has a small bank balance somewhere, government said. Walk after him now. Make him awkward, like those newsboys me today. Still, you learn something. See ourselves as others see us. So long as women don't mock, what matter? That's the way to find out. Were those night clouds there all the time? Looks like a phantom ship. No, wait. Trees, are they? An optical illusion. Mirage. Land of the setting sun, this. Home rule sun setting in the southeast. My native land. Good night. Dew falling. Bad for you, dear, to sit on that stone. Brings on white fluxions. Never have a little baby then, unless he was big, strong, fight his way up through. Might get piles myself. Sticks, too, like a summer cold. Sore on the mouth. Cut with grass or paper worst. Friction of the position. Like to be that rock she sat on. Oh, sweet little, you don't know how nice you looked. I begin to like them at that age. Green apples, grab at all that offer. Suppose it's the only time we cross legs, seated. Also the library today. Those girl graduates. Happy chairs under them. But it's the evening influence. They feel all that. Open like flowers, know their hours, sunflowers. Jerusalem artichokes. In ballrooms, chandeliers, avenues under the lamps. Night stock in Matt Dillon's garden where I kissed her shoulder. Wish I had a full-length oil painting of her then. June that was, too, I wooed. The year returns. History repeats itself. Ye crags and peaks, I'm with you once again. Life, love, voyage round your own little world. And now? Sad about her lame, of course, but must be on your guard not to feel too much pity. They take advantage. All quiet on Hoth now. The distant hills seem where we, the rhododendrons. I am a fool, perhaps. He gets the plums and I the plumstones, where I come in. All that old hill has seen. Names change, that's all. Lovers, yum yum. Tired I feel now. Will I get up? Oh, wait. Drained all the manhood out of me, little wretch. She kissed me. My youth. Never again. Only once it comes. Or hers. Take the train there tomorrow. No. Returning not the same. Like kids, your second visit to a house. The new I want. Nothing new under the sun. Care of P.O. Dolphin's barn. Are you not happy in your... Naughty, darling. At Dolphin's barn, charades in Luke Doyle's house. Matt Dillon and his bevy of daughters. Tiny, Attie, Flowey, Mamie, Louie, Hetty. Molly, too. 87, that was. Year before we... And the old major, partial to his drop of spirits. Curious, she an only child, I an only child. So it returns. Think you're escaping and run into yourself. Longest way round is the shortest way home. And just when he and she... Circus horse walking in a ring. Rip Van Winkle we played. Rip, tearing Henny Doyle's overcoat. Van, bread van delivering. Winkle, cockles and periwinkles. Then I did Rip Van Winkle coming back. She leaned on the sideboard watching. Moorish eyes. 20 years asleep in Sleepy Hollow. All changed, forgotten. The young are old. His gun, rusty from the dew. Bah, What is that flying about?
Swallow?
Bat, probably. Thinks I'm a tree, so blind. Have birds no smell? Metempsychosis. They believe you could be changed into a tree from grief.
Weeping willow.
Bah, there he goes. Funny little beggar. Wonder where he lives. Belfry up there. Very likely. Hanging by his heels in the odor of sanctity. Bell scared him out, I suppose. Mass seems to be over. Could hear them all at it. Pray for us, and pray for us, and pray for us. Good idea, the repetition. Same thing with ads. Buy from us, and buy from us. Bah! Who knows what they're always flying for? Insects? That bee last week got into the room playing with a shadow on the ceiling. Might be the one bit me come back to see. Birds, too, never find out what they say. Like our small talk. And says she, and says he. Nerve they have to fly over the ocean and back. A lot must be killed in storms. Telegraph wires. Dreadful life sailors have, too. Big brutes of ocean-going steamers floundering along in the dark, lowing out like sea cows. Foh abala. Out of that bloody curse to you. Others in vessels, bit of a handkerchief sail, pitched about like snuff at a wake when the stormy winds do blow. Married, too. Sometimes away for years at the ends of the earth somewhere. No ends, really, because it's round. Wife in every port, they say. She has a good job if she minds it till Johnny comes marching home again, if ever he does. Smelling the tail end of ports. How can they like the sea? Yet they do. The anchor's weighed. Off he sails with a scapular, a medal on him for luck. Well, and the tefillum, no, what's this they call it, poor pauper's father had on his door to touch, that brought us out of the land of Egypt and into the house of bondage. Something in all those superstitions, because when you go out, never know what dangers. Hanging onto a plank or astride of a beam for grim life, life belt round him, gulping salt water, and that's the last of his nibs till the sharks catch hold of him. Do fish ever get seasick? Then you have a beautiful calm without a cloud, smooth sea, placid, crew and cargo and smithereens, Davy Jones locker. Moon looking down. Not my fault, old cockalorum. Life those chaps out there must have, stuck in the same spot. Irish Lights Board. Penance for their sins. Coast Guards, too. Rocket and breeches boy and lifeboat. Day we went out for the pleasure cruise in the Erin's King, throwing them the sack of old papers. Bears in the zoo. Filthy trip. Drunkards out to shake up their livers, puking overboard to feed the herrings. Nausea. And the women. Fear of God in their faces. Millie, no sign of funk, her blue scarf loose, laughing. Don't know what death is at that age. And then their stomachs clean. But being lost, they fear. When we hid behind the tree at Crumlin, I didn't want to. Mama, Mama! Babes in the wood, frightening them with masks, too, throwing them up in the air to catch them. I'll murder you. Is it only half fun? Or children playing battle? Whole earnest. How can people aim guns at each other? Sometimes they go off. Poor kids. Only troubles, wildfire and nettle rash. Calomel purge, I got her for that. After getting better asleep with Molly. Very same teeth she has. What do they love? Another themselves? But the morning she chased her with the umbrella, perhaps so as not to hurt. I felt her pulse, ticking. Little hand it was, now big. Dearest Papley, All that the hand says when you touch. Love to count my waistcoat buttons. Her first stays, I remember. Made me laugh to see. Little paps, to begin with. Left one is more sensitive, I think. Mine, too, nearer the heart. Padding themselves out if fat is in fashion. Her growing pains at night, calling, wakening me. Frightened she was when her nature came on her first. Poor child. Strange moment for the mother, too. Brings back her girlhood. Gibraltar. Looking from Buena Vista. O'Hara's Tower. The seabird screaming. Old Barbary ape that gobbled all his family. Sundown. Gunfire for the men to cross the lines. Looking out over the sea, she told me. Evening like this. But clear. No clouds. I always thought I'd marry a lord or a gentleman with a private yacht. Buenas noches, señorita. El hombre ama a la muchacha hermosa. Why me? Because you were so foreign from the others.